And I do have a scripture reading.
Since Ricky always, Pastor Ricky always has one. So for our scripture reading, let's go to Luke chapter 12.
Luke chapter 12, we're going to be reading verses 27 and 28. That's going to be for our scripture reading this morning. Luke 12, 27 and 28. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe ye, O you of little faith? Hopefully it'll be relevant to what we're going to study. I think that's the point, right? I think we're about ready. Ready to start that video camera, somebody? All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is my great honor and privilege to be before you today. And I greet you in the name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I wanted to take a few minutes here to talk about just a Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. While we're told we don't need to celebrate and put one day above another, I think Mother's Day is a good day to take this opportunity to thank mothers, all the mothers. And specifically, I wanted to take this time to honor my mother, who I have not often honored in my past, which I'm ashamed of. So I wanted to take this opportunity to honor my mom and thank her. Thank you, Ma. For number one, choosing life. Number two, for not choosing, not to take that away in my rebellion when I was in my late teens and early 20s. I'm very thankful for that. I thank my mom that she's a woman of faith and that she married a man of faith and that they were not ashamed to raise their children to go to church, and they taught what they knew and they weren't ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. And I'm very thankful for that. And it took me a long time to realize I should have just listened to him when I was younger.
Amen.
So we thank you for all the moms, and thank you, Mom. I love you. All right, let's get started. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Okay, we're going to go back into the study where I've been going through. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to be looking at verses 36 through 38. 1 Corinthians 15, 36 through 38. Thou fool, that which thou quicken, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. And it may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Now, what is the Holy Spirit trying to tell us in these verses? Okay, this is the way that I think when I'm reading my scriptures. Is he trying to address the statements in verses 35 that we covered the last time I was here? How are the dead raised up and with what body do they come? Is he using an agricultural truth? A creation truth? Like say John 12:24? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Or maybe Genesis 8:22, right? While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Or maybe a creation truth, right? Every seed has his own body. That's Genesis 1, right? We think of the plants, the animals, the fish, the birds, man and woman after their kind. Seems to be an issue today, right? Things only produce after their kind. And God saw that it was good, and God giveth it a body as it has pleased him. I just wanted to take a second as we're going through this, that when the Lord Jesus Christ created you in your mother's womb, he gave you a body that pleased him, whether male or female. and there seems to be a big issue with that. But the body that you were born with and the gender that you were born with is because it pleases Him, not you. So we want to remember that we are created, and there is a glory in being a woman. There is a glory in being a man. And we need to understand those things and rejoice in those things and affirm those things, especially as believers. We need to help people that don't understand these things, okay? Because God gave you that body because it pleases Him. It seems to be an issue where it's not pleasing to them. That's why they're doing things that they ought not do, that are going to cause damage later on, and maybe even eternal damage. Big picture. So the simple answer is, well, yes, right? That's why these verses are often used at funerals, right? When they sow the body of the departed into the ground. So that's the simple answer. That's also why I used Luke 12, 27, and 28 in our scripture reading this morning. Consider the lilies, how they grow, they don't toil, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith? Now, just like that verse talking about Solomon, I think about how could He say that about Solomon? Because Solomon had yet to been sown in the ground. Okay, the lilies that grow, they've already been sown and they're growing in their glory. But that verse, when you look at it, it's talking about much more in that verse. So just like that verse is talking about much more than just clothing, right? That was the context that He used it when He was telling them, don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about this. These verses in 1 Corinthians 15 are talking about much more than a future resurrection, okay? And there are some important, there are some important dispensational aspects that I see in these verses, and in fact the rest of this chapter, that I pray to be able to draw out in the coming weeks when I'm here. Now when I see these words, sowest, grain, wheat, seed, that throws a, I better take a closer look at this flag in my mind. When I see those words, that throws a flag. Let me take a closer look at this. Because there's always, the wonderful thing about the Word of God is that it is infinite, right? You're just scratching the surface when you first read, but it's always saying so much more. If we just dig, right? Put on our archaeological hats and do some digging. So 1 Corinthians 34, now when I go to dig and I see things, I always want to back up a little bit, right? To look at the context and to maybe get a running start into it. So I think of 1 Corinthians 15, 34, when he says, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. Or you should know better. That's what I see. Because our Lord kind of said the same thing to his disciples during his earthly ministry to the nation of Israel. And that is going to lead us to the words that threw up the flag in my mind. That's Mark 4:13, right? He said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? I believe our Lord told Nicodemus the same thing, right? You're a leader in Israel, and you don't understand these things about being born again? So you should know better. So what parable are we talking about here in Mark 14? And we all know it. We've all heard it. Mark 4:3. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. We've all heard this. We've all heard these parables. So there went out a sower to sow. So what? Right? Mark 4:14. We know that the sower soweth the word. Okay? Well, what word? Okay? These are all questions that I think when I'm studying it, when I'm looking. What word? Matthew 13:19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart, and this is he which received seed by the wayside. So what is this word or seed of the kingdom? Because this word or seed is looking to produce a response and a body. John 20:31, right? But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing that simple truth right there, you might have life through his name. Okay? That's that word of the kingdom was meant to produce in that nation of Israel. This response. You believe this truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing that, he's your Messiah, here to bring in that kingdom of heaven on earth. That's where you're going to get your life, right? Now, is that the same? Is that the seed or the word that we are supposed to be sowing today? There should be a resounding no. And if not, why? Because that seed was meant to produce a different body. And God giveth it a body as it has pleased him. And every seed has its own body. So what body was the Lord looking to produce from that kingdom seed? Well, we look in Mark 4, right? He compares it to something. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs and shooteth out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. That seed, that body, that was that small remnant, right? That small group in Israel. They were meant to become that great big mustard seed, right? Because this is talking about the nation of Israel. When you look, it's because God didn't, that when they described themselves, they said, we're not bigger than everybody else, right? We're the smallest among all the nations. So that's what he compares that body that that seed is meant to produce, was that nation of believers, right? So what is the seed or the word that we are supposed to be sowing? And what is the body that Christ is pleased to produce today? In a nutshell, right? Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Now notice, what is it? It's the word of his grace, right? It's not the word of his kingdom. Okay? Different seed. Different word, different seed. So what is this word or seed of his grace? And what body is this seed meant to produce? Ephesians 3:1-3, right? For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. That seed is we would call it that the whole dispensation of grace, right? That whole bag of seed that comes in the dispensation of grace. All that contains in the dispensation of grace. Okay, that's the seed. Big picture, right? Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you, right? Get you grounded in there. According to my gospel and the preaching or the sowing of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. We know that other bag of seed was according to what? Prophecy, right? According to all those things written by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. But this bag of seed, this is a different bag of seed because it's meant to produce a different kind of body, right? So and what's the gospel of this word or this seed? That's the beginning of our chapter, right? That's 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 that Oscar mentioned a couple times this morning, right? How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the seed. That's the gospel that we are to be out there sowing today, okay? And actually, what happens when that seed gets sown in you? That which thou sowest is not quickened, except it what? Except it die, right? So when this seed, this gospel gets sown in you, who dies? That's Romans chapter 6, right? For you have been planted together with Christ in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Okay? So the what's the body that this seed is meant to produce? Among other places, 1 Corinthians 12:27, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. That's the body that seed is meant to produce. Okay. Now let's go back and I back up a little more, right, before our context. 1 Corinthians 15:33. So be not deceived. Evil communications or evil doctrine or evil seed is going to corrupt good manners. It's going to corrupt your godly walk, right? And some have not the knowledge of God. Some people don't know this. And he says, and I speak this to your shame. Okay, if we're grabbing from the wrong bag of seed, right, that's going to corrupt a godly walk. Okay. So let's continue now in our parable. Because we also have wheat, which is a grain, right? We have tares, which is a false grain or an other grain. See, it looks like a grain of wheat, right? But it is not. And we have a harvest. So we have all those things in both Matthew 13 in our parable, and we also have it in 1 Corinthians 15. Okay? There's all these are in both. Now Matthew 13, 24 through 30. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares or other false grain among the wheat and went his way. Now in our parable, the Son of Man is the sower, right? That's according to Matthew 13:37. And because men were sleeping, the enemy, and who's the enemy? In Matthew 13:39, it's the devil, okay? He was able to sow these tares, these other grains, these false grains. So, what's the opposite of being asleep? There you go. Awake, right? Awake is often used as a resurrection term. Like in John 11:11. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Now this is talking about a body, right? A dead, okay. Well, what about Ephesians 5:14, right? Is this written to dead people? Physically dead? Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. This is talking to alive believers, right? How about 1 Corinthians 15:34? Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. So what is he saying? It's wake up to the right doctrine, right? The right seed. And stop missing the mark, right? For some have not the knowledge of God. Some people don't have this knowledge, and we should know better. You should know better, right? So it's time to wake up, right? If you've been sleeping, it's time to wake up, right? Because there's still time. There's still time to be used by the Lord. There's still much work to be done, because I tell you the truth, brethren, the enemy, he does not sleep. Okay? He is sowing false grain, other seed, tares, bad doctrine every day of the week, and sometimes 3 to 4 times on Sundays. Right? Because seriously, this bad seed, this false doctrine, it may look like the right seed, right? But it's going to corrupt every aspect of your walk. It can even corrupt the salvation of your soul, right? Because you're placing your faith in a seed that is an other seed. You might even think people are trusting in things, and they might even think that they're saved because people are telling them if they believe that you're saved. This is serious business, man. This can corrupt people's salvation, that they'll think they're saved and they are not saved, right? Unless you believe that gospel for today, that's what saves you, right? And it'll also corrupt people's understanding of what harvest you even belong in. These are crucial things that God wants us to know. He says you should know better. You should know these things. Romans 13:11. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. This salvation, is this talking about soul salvation here? No, he's talking to saved people. So what is this salvation a deliverance from? The time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period. So he says, now that knowing the time, that it is now high time to wake up out of sleep. Wake up. Okay? Awake. Because there's a harvest coming. This is talking about the harvest. Our harvest. Okay? So let's look at our final point. The harvest of the body that is produced from the proper seed. Matthew 13:30. Right? Back to our other bag of seed, the kingdom seed. Let them both, the wheat and the tares, grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, and then gather the wheat into my barn. Now the Son of Man, in Matthew 13:41, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. Now is that the same order of the body of Christ's harvest? Right? That order was what's first? In that other bag of seed, that harvest is what's first. The tares are first, right? And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to send his angels to gather together all those things that offend. Just like the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be, right? And they knew not until the flood what? Came and took who away? All the unbelievers, all the ungodly people. That's the order of the harvest in the kingdom, okay? But is that the same order as the body of Christ's harvest? And is it even the same reaper? These are things that we need to know, right? 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, right? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Who's the reaper here for us? Does God send his angels to come get us? No, it says he himself comes to get us, okay? Not even the reaper's the same in this harvest. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You see the importance of understanding these different seeds and this different harvest? I mean, it's going to... Evil seed is going to corrupt your understanding of many things in the scriptures. And these are important things. Critical. And let's think about it. Is it even the same sower? Who's the sower from that other bag of seeds? It says the Son of Man is the sower. Right? 1 Corinthians 3:5-10. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, as the Lord gave to every man. I believe that every man, from the creation of man until the end, every man has been given a bag of seed to give out. Okay, the Lord, there is no excuse for anyone. Everyone's got somebody in their lives. Everybody, right? But who is Paul then, and who is Apollos? They're just ministers by whom you believe. They're just out there sowing the seed that they're supposed to sow, right? Do we think about what happened with Apollos? We know that, right? Who did he meet? Because Apollos was out there sowing seed, right? And then Priscilla and Aquila, what? They took him aside privately, and they said, hey man, let me show you a better way. Let me show you a better bag of seed. Because you need to change what you're sowing. You need some extra here, right? So Paul says, I have planted, Apollos water, but God is the one that gives the increase, right? So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. The risen and glorified Lord Jesus Christ gave to the Apostle Paul a brand new bag of seed. And Paul went out and sowed it all over the world. Okay? And then our job is either to be a sower or a waterer, whatever we're doing. Right? But no matter if you're a planter or you're a waterer, it's not about you. He gets all the glory for all of it, right? He's the one that quickened us to begin with and made us alive and gave us a resurrection life, right? Now he that plants and he that waters are one. The body of Christ is one. We're all supposed to be on the same page. We're all one. There's not one of us that's better than the others. We all have a role to play, right? There is not one that's better than the other. We're not respecters of persons. We're not here because so-and-so is speaking. We're here because we love the Word of God. And we love to hear the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation preached. That's why we're here. That's why we support this ministry. And that's why we support the other ministries out there, right? Because we're sowing. You're sowing in that offering box. You're sowing to whoever else you're given to, right? There's many things that we can sow in. And it's not just, but it's all about service, right? Because every man's going to receive his own reward according to his labor, right? So, but we need to be on the same page about these things. We need to understand these things, right? We should know better. Okay? I should know better. For we are laborers together with God. I am God's husbandry. You know what husbandry is? It's the field. That's who you are. You are God's vineyard. You are God's fertile soil is here. I'm here ministering seed for you guys, right? And for myself and for the Lord, and it's all for his honor and glory, right? You are God's husbandry. You're the field. You're the cultivation field. You are God's building. So Paul's using two references here, right? He's talking about that vineyard, and then he's talking about that building, okay? I didn't hear too much about a building with the previous bag of seed. It was all about a vineyard, right? But here he says, you're not only God's vineyard, you're also God's building today. And according to the grace of God which is given unto me, Paul says, as a wise master builder or wise master planter, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereupon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. Right? For no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is who? Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the ultimate seed, right? There is no seed outside of him, whether it was this bag of grain or this bag of grain. They're both based on the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Except this bag of grain is based on Christ according to prophecy, and this bag of grain is the Lord Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, right? Different seed, different bags, different words. So I pray that you can see the importance of what seed or word that we are to be sowing in our own hearts, in the heart of others, because what bag of seed we are reaching into is going to determine what's in our field, right? Either wheat or some other grain. That's in our text, right? It may chance of wheat or some other grain. You better be careful what we're planting, right? Whether it's wheat or tares, that's in our field. Because one of these days, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the owner of this grace vineyard, is going to come harvest his body off of this earth. And each individual is going to be carefully inspected for weeds, when we want to be filled with those good seeds that produced the body that pleases him. Because if we have weeds in our field, anyone that has any property, you got neighbors, what happens when their grass gets full of seed? Where does it always wind up? It gets blown around where? It's in your yard now all of a sudden, right? So the things that we're planting in our lives and in our walk and the things that we are investing in, if we're planting bad seed in our own field, it can affect other people's fields, right? That's why these things are important. We want to have those good seeds planted in our field. The Lord Jesus Christ told them, he's like, I'm looking for a field that's producing fruit, right? Some are going to produce one, some are going to produce 10, some are going to produce 100-fold, right? Because that's, God can give the increase, right? To a good field, God can use a good field. But we don't want tares in our field because that, I believe in that day, the weeds that we have planted in our own lives and in our own walk, okay, our names are on those weeds. And if it gets blown into someone else's yard and causes weeds in there, I think I'm going to have to give an account for that. And I don't want my name in weeds in other people's fields. I want good fruit. I want someone to say, hey, I want a clipping. I want a, what do they call it, cloning? Where you can clone a plant. Someone says, oh, I love those plants in your front yard. Can I get a little clipping so I can plant it in my yard, right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a walk where people can say, I want whatever you're sowing in your field because your walk is demonstrating that, right? Your life has demonstrated that there's something different about your field, your life, and I want that for my life. Any questions? I know that's not normal, but I'm not normal. I'm not normal. No questions? And I also like the fact that I do enjoy Transformed by Grace quite a bit. Pastor Kevin Sadler, a little plug, if you don't know. He's got like 25, 30-minute messages that are just outstanding. You know, and I think that short and sweet and to the point, you can take something away from here that you're going to use, that's going to help you, that's going to help me, because we want to be sowing good seeds. We can go back to that context, and as we continue on, we're going to see that this view that I have of the rest of these verses, that there's so much more than just a future resurrection. Okay, Solomon had to wait. What's the only thing that the believer today is missing? What do you think? Is a glorified body. That's all we're missing. That's it. Everything else we have here and now. So this is not talking all this is not talking about a future resurrection, because the only thing we're looking forward to in the future is that glorified body and to be taken away from the very presence of sin itself, right? Everything else we've been given in Christ Jesus, right? We've already been planted in the ground. We've already been grown. We're a brand new body, right? It's a brand new creation. You're part of a brand new field. And you're lacking nothing. We are lacking nothing. We have all spiritual blood. We have everything up front. The Holy Spirit never leaves us or forsakes us. He doesn't come upon us to do a certain thing and then he leaves us. He's with us all the time. The only thing that we're missing is a glorified body. And we're going to look at that later on in the end of the chapter. When he says, when that day does come, then shall come to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. It's just that one statement. Everything else we have, we don't have to wait for a future resurrection. We have a resurrection here and now that we can enjoy. And we have a bag of seed that we're supposed to be sowing. And we need to be making sure that we're grabbing it from this bag of seed. Because it's sad to say that many people out there, or they take a little bit from this seed, right, and a little bit from that seed, and they shake it all together, and they're out there planting it. Because the false grain looks just like the wheat. But it's a false grain. So we need to make sure that we're on top of these things and praying for one another, because we're all out there sowing something. We're sowing money, we're sowing time. Everything God has given us, he expects us to invest it wisely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful Savior that you are. We thank you for your word.